Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, October 12, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are leaving Iraq in large numbers and workers there are concerned. Jerry Dyster is with Open Doors USA, a ministry who serves the persecuted church around the world. He says up to 40,000 believers have left the country. Dyster says suicide bombings and other violence have scared believers.
Many Iraqi Christians are not going to church. They're not going out of their homes because of all the violence that's going on there. So we just got to pray for peace to come there, and that the elections will be held in January, and that Christians will be represented in those elections.
Next, plans for the evangelization of East Africa took a big step forward this month. EvangelCube's Nathan Sheet says one of their goals is to help East Africans plant 50 new churches. One man took a team of 30 from Nairobi into Western Kenya to do EvangelCube training.
They went out and they partnered with 15 churches there around in that community. In over a week's time, they had over 6,940 people come to the Lord one-on-one. And those weren't people that just came to the Lord and they fell off, but they, in partnering with those 15 churches, they were then able to funnel those people for discipleship.
And regardless of religion or the difficulty of reaching the area, Operation Blessings Living Water teams made sure village water pumps work before moving on. The teams became the hands and feet of Christ in areas that are mainly Muslim in Nigeria and Ghana. As a result, nearly 18,000 people in 9 villages in those countries have access to new clean water wells for the first time. In some places in Ghana, whole communities of children and adults had been without access to clean water for 2 years. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.